let's enjoy celebrating a bit the gift of the Holy Spirit and pray together tonight. Let's take a look at these readings for the Pentecost Vigil Mass. Most Catholics have never heard of the Pentecost Vigil Mass, and most have never heard these readings. So it should be interesting to supplement our additional understanding with this. My brothers and sisters, take a moment to acknowledge our sins. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Let's see what the opening prayers, which are always so informative, are. Entrance antiphon is, the love of God has been poured into our hearts through the Spirit of God dwelling within us. Alleluia. And there's an interesting address that the priest or minister gives to the people. Or if it's a mass, the priest gives it. Dear brethren, we have now begun our Pentecost vigil after the example of the apostles and disciples, who with Mary, the mother of Jesus, persevered in prayer, awaiting the Spirit promised by the Lord. Like them, let us too listen with quiet hearts to the word of God. Let us meditate on how many great deeds God, in times past, did for his people. And let us pray that the Holy Spirit, whom the Father sent as the first fruits for those who believe, may bring to perfection his work in the world. First reading. A reading from the book of Genesis. The whole world spoke the same language, using the same words, while the people were migrating in the east. They came upon a valley in the land of Shinar and settled there. They said to one another, come, let us mold bricks and harden them with fire. They used bricks for stone and bitumen for mortar. Then they said, come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the sky, and so make a name for ourselves. Otherwise we shall be scattered over all the earth. The Lord came down to see the city and the tower that the people had built. Then the Lord said, if now, while they are one people, all speaking the same language, they have started to do this, nothing will later stop them from doing whatever they presume to do. Let us then go down there and confuse their language, so that one will not understand what another says. Thus the Lord scattered them from there all over the earth, and they stopped building the city. That is why it was called Babel, because the Lord confused the speech of all the world. It was from there, from that place, that he scattered them over all the earth. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let's pray Psalm 33. Blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. The Lord brings to naught the plans of nations. He foils the designs of peoples. But the plan of the Lord stands forever, the design of his heart through all generations. Blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. Blessed the nation whose God is the Lord. The people he has chosen for his own inheritance. From heaven the Lord looks down. He sees all mankind. Blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. From his fixed throne he beholds all who dwell on the earth. He who fashioned the heart of each, he who knows all their works. Blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. Collect prayer number one. Is grant, we pray, Almighty God, that your church may always remain that holy people, formed as one by the unity of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, which manifests the world the sacrament of your holiness and unity, and leads it to the perfection of your charity, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Second reading, a reading from the book of Exodus. Moses went up the mountain to God. Then the Lord called to him and said, thus shall you say to the house of Jacob, tell the Israelites, You have seen for yourselves how I treated the Egyptians, and how I bore you up on eagle's wings, and brought you here to myself. Therefore, if you hearken to my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my special possession, dearer to me than all other peoples, though all the earth is mine. You shall be to me a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. That is what you must tell the Israelites. So Moses went and summoned the elders of the people. Then he set before them all that the Lord had ordered him to tell them. The people all answered together, "Everything the Lord has said we will do." On the morning of the third day there were peals of thunder and lightning, and a heavy cloud over the mountain, and a very loud trumpet blast, so that all the people in the camp trembled. But Moses led the people out of the camp to meet God, and they stationed themselves at the foot of the mountain. Mount Sinai was all wrapped in smoke, for the Lord came down upon it in fire. The smoke rose from it as though from a furnace, and the whole mountain trembled violently. The trumpet blast grew louder and louder, while Moses was speaking and God answering him with thunder. When the Lord came down to the top of Mount Sinai, he summoned Moses to the top of the mountain. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our responsorial psalm is not a psalm, but it's actually a canticle from the book of Daniel. With the antiphon, glory and praise forever. Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of our fathers, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever. And blessed is your holy and glorious name, praiseworthy and exalted above all for all ages. Glory and praise forever. Blessed are you in the temple of your holy glory, praiseworthy and glorious above all forever. Glory and praise forever. Blessed are you on the throne of your kingdom, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever. Glory and praise forever. Blessed are you who look into the depths from your throne upon the cherubim, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever. Glory and praise forever. Blessed are you in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious forever. Glory and praise forever. Collect number prayer 2. O God, who in fire and lightning gave the ancient law to Moses on Mount Sinai, and on this day manifested the new covenant in the fire of the Spirit, grant, we pray, that we may always be aflame with that same Spirit whom you wondrously poured out on your apostles, and that the new Israel, gathered from every people, may receive with rejoicing the eternal commandment of your love. Through Christ our Lord. Third reading, a reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. The hand of the Lord came upon me, and he led me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me in the center of the plain, which was now filled with bones. He made me walk among the bones in every direction, so that I saw how many they were on the surface of the plain, how dry they were. He asked me, "Son of man, can these bones come to life?" I answered, "Lord God, you alone know that." Then he said to me, "Prophesy over these bones and say to them, 'Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, see, I will bring spirit into you, that you may come to life. I will put sinews upon you and make flesh grow over you, cover you with skin and put spirit in you, so that you may come to life and know that I am the Lord.' I, Ezekiel, prophesied as I had been told, and even as I was prophesying, I heard a voice. It was a rattling as the bones came together, bone joining bone. I saw the sinews and the flesh coming upon them, and the skin cover them, but there was no spirit in them. Then the Lord said to me, 'Prophesy to the spirit, prophesy, son of man, and say to the spirit, thus says the Lord God, from the four winds come, O spirit, and breathe into these slain, that they may come to life.' I prophesied as he told me, and the spirit came into them, They came alive and stood upright, a vast army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They have been saying, Our bones are dried up, our hope is lost, and we are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, O my people, I will open your graves and have you rise from them, and bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord, when I open your graves and have you rise from them. O my people, I will put my spirit in you, that you may live, and I will settle you upon the land. Thus you shall know that I am the Lord. I have promised, and I will do it, says the Lord. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Give thanks to the Lord, his love is everlasting. Let the redeemed of the Lord say, Those whom he has redeemed from the hand of the foe, and scattered from the lands, from east and west, from the north and the south. Give thanks to the Lord, his love is everlasting. They went astray in the desert wilderness, the way to an inhabited city. They did not find. Hungry and thirsty, their life was wasting away from them. Give thanks to the Lord, his love is everlasting. They cried to the Lord in their distress. From their straits he rescued them, and he led them by a direct way to reach an inhabited city. Give thanks to the Lord, his love is everlasting. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his mercy, and for his wondrous deeds to the children of men, because he satisfied the longing soul and filled the hungry soul with good things. Give thanks to the Lord, his love is everlasting. Lord God of power, who restore what has fallen, and persevere and preserve what you have restored, increase, we pray, the peoples to be renewed by the sanctification of your name, that all who are washed clean by holy baptism may always be directed by your prompting. Through Christ our Lord. It actually has three different versions. Fourth reading. A reading from the book of the prophet Joel. Thus says the Lord, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Even upon the servants and the handmaidens in those days, I will pour out my spirit, and I will work wonders in the heavens and on the earth, blood, fire, and columns of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood at the coming of the day of the Lord, the great and terrible day. Then everyone shall be rescued who calls on the name of the Lord. For on Mount Zion there shall be a remnant, as the Lord has said, and in Jerusalem survivors whom the Lord shall call. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let's pray this Psalm 104. And the collect prayer. And that'll finish us off. Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are great indeed. You are clothed with majesty and glory, robed in light as with a cloak. How manifold are your works, O Lord. In wisdom you have wrought them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Alleluia. Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth. Creatures all look to you to give them their food in due time. When you give it to them, they gather it. When you open your hand, they are filled with good things. Lord, send out your spirit and renew the face of the earth. If you take away their breath, they perish and return to their dust. When you send out your spirit, when you send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. Fulfill for us your gracious promise, O Lord, we pray, so that by his coming the Holy Spirit may make us witnesses before the world to the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns forever and ever. And then there would be a glory to God the highest in a solemn liturgical context. And one of these two collects. Almighty ever-living God, who willed the paschal mystery to be encompassed as a sign in 50 days, grant that from out of the scattered nations the confusion of many tongues may be gathered by heavenly grace into one great confession of your name. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that the splendor of your glory may shine forth upon us, and that by the bright rays of the Holy Spirit, the light of your light may confirm the hearts of those born again by your grace. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, we know that all creation is groaning in labor pains, even until now. And not only that, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, we also groan within ourselves as we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that sees is not hope. For who hopes for what one sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait with endurance. In the same way, the Spirit, too, comes to the aid of our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes with inexpressible groanings, and the one who searches hearts knows what is the intention of the Spirit, because he intercedes for the holy ones according to God's will. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Come, Holy Spirit. Alleluia. Alleluia. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us, in them, the fire of your love. Alleluia. Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood up and exclaimed, "Let anyone who thirsts come to me and drink. As Scripture says, the rivers of living water will flow from within him who believes in me." He said this in reference to the Spirit that was to come, that those who came to believe in him were to receive. There was, of course, no Spirit yet, because Jesus had not yet been glorified.